This recorded meditation is designed to help you enter a relaxed, prayerful, meditative state of mind. Therefore, do not operate machinery, drive a car, or do anything else that requires your attention while you are listening. This is the fourth week of Advent. The passage this week is the well-known story of the shepherds and the angels. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 15. We are accustomed to seeing pictures of handsomely robed shepherds tending gentle sheep in an idyllic setting. The truth was considerably different, however. Shepherds were considered to be at the lowest end of society. The sheep with whom they lived were not cuddly creatures, but smelly, unpleasant beasts. Before you hear the passage, imagine what it might have been like to have been a shepherd in the field at night. Then, as you hear the story, imagine what it would be like to see and hear the angels as they delivered their message of hope and joy. Listen.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you, and you will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
In what way do you identify with the shepherds? The angels brought news of great joy. What does this mean to you? Can you receive the news of great joy this season?